In the near future, a civil servant is offered the salary of her dreams and is, shortly afterward, told what project she'll be working on. A recently established government ministry is gathering expats from across history to establish whether time travel is feasible. She is tasked with working as a bridge, living with, assisting, and monitoring the expat known as 1847, or Commander Graham Gore. As far as history is concerned, Commander Gore died on Sir John Franklin's doomed 1845 expedition to the Arctic, so he's a little disoriented to be living with an unmarried woman who regularly shows her calves, surrounded by outlandish concepts such as washing machines, Spotify, and the collapse of the British Empire. Over the next year, what the bridge initially thought would be, at best, a horrifically uncomfortable roommate dynamic, evolves into something much deeper. By the time the true shape of the ministry's project comes to light, the bridge has fallen fervently in love, with consequences she never could have imagined. This is Holly Sylvester. Please join me for Callie Ann Bradley's The Ministry of Time.